Good morning, people. This is your cosmic curator, Tommy Arashuk, with a look at what's up in the stars for today, Saturday, March 9th, and the week ahead. The cosmic spotlight today is on a new moon forming this evening at 6 p.m. That means it's going to be pretty dark with no lunar light on the penobscot. Now, it's a powerful time, and new moons are perfect for creating a vision to realize something near and dear to your heart. What that could be depends on where the new moon occurs in your birth chart. But to be sure, the universe will give you a hint with a celestial tug, if you let it. All you need to do is be still, quiet the mind, and listen. It could be a new direction in a job or career, a work of art, a relationship, even a home repair, but you'll know if you listen. Now, the energy of a new moon is internal. On the physical level, new moons tend to feel like you are running on empty. A kind of exhaustion settles in. Things slow down, like the tide before it turns. This new moon is in the fixed air sign of Aquarius, the water bearer. And the water represents the kundalini energy that enlivens us by rising up from our creative center to the peak of consciousness. This new moon is close to Saturn and is ruled by Saturn. When Saturn shows up, it shows you where you need to pay attention. That could press this new moon into an alert for some area of your life that needs tending to. Now, that attention pops up by one of Saturn's best moves, and that is by slowing things down. You get to the point where something feels like it will never end until it's taken care of. That's a common response when Saturn gets involved in our lives. Saturn also adds a feeling of heaviness, too. Sometimes it's burdensome. Now, this morning could feel like one of those days when you wake up feeling like you need a second cup of coffee. Saturn can also make you feel a little blue, so you may need to add joy to the day. That means summoning the power of Venus, the planet that rules beauty, art, music, dance, and romance, all that good stuff. That's one way to balance anything that Saturn brings on you that feels like a wet blanket. Now, new moons are magical for capturing an emotional imprint and carrying them on in our awareness for 28 days. That's a lunar cycle. That's why they are ideal times for setting an intention and affirmations. On the flip side, worries and worrying on a new moon can become exaggerated, like a bad moon that doesn't quit. So the sage advice is to avoid upsets and definitely skip horror movies, as the feeling can last the entire cycle. It's why new moons in many cultures are considered sacred times set aside for prayer and meditation to raise one's consciousness. This moon will end the week in Taurus, its sign of exaltation. The moon likes to be in the fixed earth sign of the bull. That should be a pleasant moon and just in time for St. Patrick's Day. But the week leading up to it could have some speed bumps as the moon transits Pisces, where it is apt to get lost in daydreams or even escapism when it crosses Neptune. And then as it moves into Aries, it will act maybe with too much impulse when it crosses the planet Uranus and Jupiter. But when it gets to Taurus, it'll be a sigh of relief. Now, elsewhere in the zodiac, Jupiter is midway through the cardinal fire sign of Aries. That expands courage and initiative, but beware of overextending yourself. Mars is leaving Capricorn, where it was able to put lots of energy into getting things done. But now is the time to take advantage of those last few days, because when Mars moves into Aquarius next week, remember, a Saturn-ruled sign, the energy of initiative will likely become frustrated. Well, that's it for this edition of the Cosmic Curator. See you next week right here on 89.9 FM Blue Hill, or streaming around the globe at weru.org. And remember the cosmic disclaimer: it's the wise person who rules their stars and the not-so-wise person that gets pummeled by them. That's it for now. Over and out.